I thought I'd bring a guest to say hello to everybody.
What's the guest name?
This is Cade.
Well, we landed on Kate, even though Kane was the one that
Well,
was
I was
make
gonna go.
wife happy.
Well, I was gonna go Kane, and I thought somebody I posted on Instagram yesterday, and somebody reminded me that Kane is a wrestler's name, and I'm like, I don't want to name him Kane. It's kind of people are gonna think it's a wrestling dude, and it's not. So,
So cute, dude.
yeah, man. So
It a lab?
this is Cade. So apparently, Silver Lab. This is what I've been told, and I could be wrong. So I'm sure some dog expert will correct me. But apparently, chocolate labs. You register chocolate labs, and you register black labs, and then they have like a gene expression. Like black labs have a gene expression where they can be a little lighter, so they'll be charcoal like this.
Yeah, I've never seen one. That's
Yeah.
usually like my dog that's a that color. It's called a blue nose.
Yeah. So they have that, and apparently, like silver labs come from chocolate labs. So I guess that's the. So I don't know if that's what I was told. I mean, I'm sure somebody will tell me if that's right or not. But anyway, okay, you got to get out of here now. Time to talk bodybuilding. Go see Mama. Go. Right. What's going on, gentlemen?
Did your face get skinnier or you just shaved the beard?
Both. Both happened, so it looks fucked up, right? Because it's like the beard is gone, and then but I also lost like 10 pounds.
Are you getting ready for?
I'm gonna get ready for the Cheeseburger Classic. It can't we can't call it the Cheeseburger Classic because there's no more cheeseburgers.
The fish and rice classic.
Yeah, because the Cheeseburger Classic would mean that we're all fat. And
After rice.
Roman shaved his beard too.
Yeah, what bets are you guys losing?
I just, you know what happened, man? I was trying to line up my, remember I like samurai chopped my beard in half?
It again?
No, I was just kind of messing around with it and I got bored. I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna get rid of it for a minute. It'll grow back in like a week, so I don't care, right? So I just thought
Actually,
it.
I actually have to leave a little early today because I'm going to the Olympia and I gotta go to my barber before too, so we can shape it up so I don't do what you did before the Olympia.
You can't go. You got to stay. You got to
No.
tell your barber to fucking wait.
It's the only fucking slot he had available, and he's off tomorrow.
What are
So
you going to line up? There's barely anything there. It's too short. You're going to line up this part?
quiet, say it.
I didn't do mine up by accident. I did it on purpose. I wanted to try and do
No, the
the.
first time.
Yeah, that was on purpose. I wanted to see what it
Really?
looked like without the like whole sideburns. I just wanted to go like right across. And I'm like, that's not bad.
I
But
like
I'll.
when they fade it. He'll like fade it. He'll like start here and fade it up when it's shorter.
Yeah, I just don't want to go to the barber every time I need to fucking shave my beard.
No, I don't. I literally go to the barber maybe once a month to do that.
No, I know, but I mean to make it to fade it properly so it looks nice.
Yeah.
The barber's got to do that shit. I can't do that shit myself.
Don't do
Yeah. Roman, what's going on, man?
That's exactly why I shaved mine off. I
Well,
was like, oh, I can't. It's too much maintenance. I'm just gonna get
Roman,
rid
you actually look like a completely different human.
Yeah, Roman, you look like you're 10 years younger now.
I feel old, I'm telling you, man.
The weight
That's
go up
because you
to
have fake hips.
did the weight go up to
No.
some?
No, I'm stuck at 290. I'm stuck at 290.
You weigh fucking 290, bro.
Yeah. Makes me feel even older.
Why are you, how much are you eating right now, Roman?
About 1200 carbs and 500 something protein
So
and a
one
little bit of
sec.
fat.
So one second. 1200 carbs times four is 4800 calories just in carbs.
Yeah.
You said 500 grams of protein.
Yeah.
That's another 2000 calories. That can't be right. Wait a minute. Yeah, it is right. 4800 plus 2000, 6800. Okay, what and you know how much fat? Not barely, probably not much, eh?
Fat is maybe 80.
So plus 80 times 9. You're eating 7,500 calories a day?
Yeah, at least.
Are you serious? How bad does that suck?
And I only count the real protein, so I don't
Yeah.
count the
Yeah,
protein from the rice and all that.
Yeah. Like no. what's
what's what?
What's breakfast?
Breakfast is
as I eat what I seem to think is a huge breakfast.
No, breakfast is not that big. It's protein, 70 grams from a light source like chicken, and carbs 150 from cream of rice.
That's such a big bowl of cream of rice. I can't get through it. I was doing it for a bit. I'm like, this is fucking gross. I can't eat this much cream of rice.
Bro, who does your stuff? You?
Justin Compton is helping me.
Now, have you guys considered getting more fat in, or you probably won't be able to eat the other meals if you get more fat in, eh? It'll probably slow you down too much.
Yeah, we're doing the last two meals. They have whole eggs and red meat. And that's the.
But you don't have any. More. But you don't have any added fat, like no avocado, no peanut butter, no like anything like that.
No, just whole eggs.
See, listen, Justin Compton is a better coach than I am, so I'm not going to say I'm right. But my theory is, my philosophy is, lower the carbs a bit, increase the fats, and you might not be eating as much calories, but I feel like it sticks on the body more. As bro science as that sounds. I feel like you don't need as many calories. You don't burn through it as fast.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried it? You've never tried a fat diet, have you?
Yes, I have. I have.
Oh, you have? You didn't like it?
It doesn't agree with me.
Yeah, it slows you down. Yeah. I know when I did I had a really, really good off season one year with John, but we were doing like a lot more calories in fat than we were in carbs. Like we were only doing, I think we were doing like 300 grams of carbs or something like that. It wasn't high, but we had really high fats, and my body responded really well to it. So the only thing I wonder sometimes though, is I feel like guys that do more fat usually have a thicker stomach.
Exactly.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause John, like, God love him, but I mean, his stomach was a little bit thicker, but that also could be from all the powerlifting he did when he was younger. So I don't know. I don't know what that
was. And from the surgery.
Well, he had surgery too, but I mean, even before, cause I saw him before his surgery. I remember seeing him back in 2004, I think at the North Americans. And he was always a thicker guy, right? He was just like he was built like a fucking fridge, but I think it's from all the years of powerlifting and stuff too. So I don't know if that's, but I noticed that guys that generally have a higher fat diet look like they have a little bit thicker waistline. So I don't know if there's a direct correlation there, or it's just like anecdotal.
And what I've noticed is, and Milos also told me that, and Jason Ha, they said no insulin with fat.
Oh no, for sure that. Yeah. I wasn't doing any insulin. It's been a long time since I did insulin like on a regular basis. When I was doing like that off season where I had really high fats, I didn't do any insulin at all. I have my blood sugar is really sensitive as it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's weird. Like if I eat a potato, like, I don't know if you guys get this, but if you eat a really pure carb source, like a white potato or like white rice pasta, stuff like that, does it digest super fast where you almost get hypo after?
Especially in the morning.
Happens to me post-workout with cyclodextrin every day. If I don't eat within like an hour.
Yeah. If you took too long
after my post-workout shake, it happened to me last night. I start pouring sweat.
Yeah.
Like I took insulin. Happens every fucking time if I don't eat within like an hour and a half.
Yeah. I noticed
in the morning too, right? After breakfast.
For me, it doesn't matter the time. I probably get more like what Guy said. If I don't eat, if I eat that post-workout like shake with a simple carb and then I don't eat soon enough after that, then I might get it. But all other times of the day, when it comes to like potatoes, my body just burns through them so quickly. So I feel like, I don't know, maybe the fats are good for me.
When I was younger, I had to take like public transportation to get back and forth to the gym.
Yeah.
And it was 90 minutes one way. Yeah. So when I had my shake after training, and then every time I got hypo on the train back home.
Yeah.
And then after like a couple of weeks, I know that, man, I got to bring extra food to eat.
You went, so you got on a train 90 minutes to the gym and 90 minutes home.
Mm-hmm.
Why there was no gym in like in your area, or is it just a better gym that far away?
There was one gym in my area.
Yeah.
They kicked me out. And
why?
I even worked there. Okay. I started working there. And then they didn't kick me out for, you know, being an asshole or something. They just I trained there just regular. I was 18 years old. And they said the members, which were all the ladies and stuff,
yeah,
they're afraid of me. They don't want to train when they don't want to train when I work the front desk, and they especially don't want to train when I train.
Why? Young Roman was like a good looking dude.
Yeah, but I was too big.
Brad's Googling you as we speak, by the way, if you don't already know.
I was not. What are you talking
about? He's looking up young, sexy Roman Prince.
Let's see. Yeah, that's exactly what I typed in. Young, sexy Roman Prince. Let's see what young Roman looked like. Young Roman Fritz.
2008.
Roman's feet, 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Images. Let's see.
People actually Google this shit.
Is this you? No, that's not. That is you.
That's me on the.
Actually, it was like Frank McGrath a little bit.
Well, him and Frank used to kind of look alike, like back in the day, right? Look at this. Mm-hmm. Look at that good looking fucking motherfucker. Now you're old and fucking your hair's all gone. Is this how? What's the youngest one you can see here? Can you see one that's younger? Is that you?
There's one that's even sexy. Click the second one top from the left, very top. See
that? Is that you? Oh yeah, my God, it. Roman!
Holy, that might be worse than the Fuad pictures.
No, mine are pretty bad.
And then
is that your first show?
That's my first show. Yeah.
You look good there, man. I mean, you can tell I had the same problem when I did my first show. My legs weren't like hard or nothing, but like you can see all the structures there.
Now click the one below it. Same pose from the side. Just below the
picture. This one. This one?
This one, yeah.
Holy.
See, that was my next show, and from that point I was always super shredded.
Dude, that looks nothing like you. What did you learn from the first one to this one?
I shaved my head and I didn't learn anything basically.
No,
I
but
just,
like look at like look how like soft you are here compared to this guy.
Yeah, I just tortured myself.
You just starved yourself?
Yeah. That was the whole secret.
Does guy have any modeling photos?
You could try.
is this guy's model?
You could search all you want.
You don't have any modeling photos, do you?
Oh, bro.
This is like your modeling photo.
Do you guys know the one photographer? His name is Ulrich Oehmann.
Yeah, he asked me to shoot with him. You know what's funny? So back like when I was 20.
I'm so happy that you typed in modeling and all this fucking shit came up.
Why?
This just makes me feel better.
Why? Because you don't have any modeling photos?
I got no weird shit.
I don't have weird shit. I didn't shoot.
I will look how defensive you got. Did I say you did?
Okay, I have some weird shit. Look at this one.
Oh my God.
That guy. What the fuck was I doing there?
Fuck, let the fucking dog out.
Whatever, man. It's
who's that picture of you shaking hands with somebody? You look like a mutant.
Where?
Oh, here.
That's full ball. Actually, that's I think it just started a diet. I was like 300 pounds there, I think. I think I have a really sloppy, fat 300 pounder photo.
So what's the? What's
you
the
actually Uehmann? Look like a. Were you a dick back then? You actually look like you actually look like a dick. Does that?
I mean just have a dick face. It's just
you just look like a douchebag.
I just have a resting bitch face. I just you know my dad had it too. We're just mean. We're just mean looking people. You know, I'm so fucking. The Ulrich story. So no, there's no story. I just. Ulrich contacted me back, I think I was 21 or 22. I think I'd done a couple shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, we want to fly you to Germany or I think the other place was Brazil. There was a couple different places. And we're going to pay you $1,500 for a photo shoot. You know, you're 22. I hadn't made a dollar from fucking bodybuilding yet. I was like, fuck, man, he's going to pay me $1,500 and they're going to fly me to fucking Brazil. I want to go to Brazil. That sounds like a fucking blast. So then I look up the photos and I start seeing it's a little suggestive and some of the photos are like in a shower and shit. And I'm like, look, it's the beginning of my career, man. I don't know how long this stuff's going to stay with me. I don't know if I'm ever going to be a pro bodybuilder. I just don't want this stuff to like be around. So I did those photos, but those aren't that bad. I'm like, whatever. But like, I didn't want to take photos like in a shower and stuff. So I was like, I'm out. So I kind of
have a story. See.
Yeah.
So
what are you laughing at, guy?
I mean, somebody finishes something weird. Roman follows it with, I have a story, and it's always 10 times weirder.
So he contacted me too.
Yeah.
And then at the time, that was 2013, Dennis Wolf was helping me to get ready for the Arnold Classic Amateur.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, this guy has contacted me, and he wants to fly me out to Miami. And I already had, you know, he already had booked the flight and the hotel, and it was, everything was set up, mm-hmm. okay? And then Dennis is like, you know who this guy is? Have you looked at his website?
Oh, I'm like,
no, I just want the money, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, he's doing all gay whatever pictures, and when you're doing the photo shoot, he's going to ask you if you can take off your...
Yeah.
He's going to give you extra money if you take off your
pants. You pull down your shorts and stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, did
yeah.
that happen to both of you?
I didn't go.
Yeah, I didn't go either.
Oh, so you didn't go either.
So I wrote him, and man, I can't come. He's like, why? I have a personal issue. I can't come. That was like... that was like a week before I was supposed to fly out. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Dennis saved me.
I think it's a good idea. I think, I don't know. I know a lot of guys who have shot with him that it didn't really affect their careers at all. Like, you know, Johnny Jackson shot with him, and like, I don't want to mention a whole bunch of names, but there's a lot of pros that have shot with him, and I don't think it affected their career in any way. At 22, I didn't know if it was going to affect my career. I didn't know if like that kind of stuff mattered. So, and plus I was like, I don't know. I want to be like, have kids one day and then be like, look, daddy's in the shower in a G-string. And I'm like, it kind of passed.
Story goes on.
Okay.
Then I
couldn't have ended without fucking, it couldn't have ended there.
Yeah.
I'm signing with Animal.
Yeah.
And we talk about, you know, what kind of people they sign and blah, blah. And then they said, oh yeah. What guys have you done photo shoots with? Who have you done photo shoots with?
Yeah.
And I'm like, basically not many. Yeah. And they're like, have you done a photo shoot with this Ulrich Oehmen guy?
Oh, and he wanted to specifically.
And I said, no. And
yeah.
We wouldn't have signed you if you had done a shoot with him.
Yeah.
But I know that's true, Roman, because I know that's true. Because back in the day, Evan was with Animal and mm-hmm. was trying to help PJ Braun
exactly
get signed, and they didn't sign him because he did some weird photos with some fucking dude, and they actually said they didn't sign him because specifically of that.
Wow. Yes.
So I actually know what you're saying is 100% true.
I wonder if that's why I never got signed by Animal.
You're just
I didn't shoot. No, I wasn't. No, not because I didn't shoot with Ulrich, but you know, those other photos are kind of like, you know, not bodybuilding photos. So I don't know if, because I always tried to get on, and I talked to Animal a couple times. I almost had things worked out, but I wonder if that's funny though. You know, if people are watching who are coming up, like competitors, I don't know if it matters as much today because Instagram and social media and people post so much stuff that maybe it doesn't matter, but I don't know. Back in the day, that stuff mattered more. I think companies really cared more. It's funny because back in the day, companies cared what you said. You couldn't talk about juice. You couldn't like, now it's like, there's no holds barred. Like we talk about whatever the fuck we want and companies don't give a shit. So
it depends on the company. I
couldn't even interview with other people back then when I was with like MD, I couldn't even like interview with anybody. When I was at Flex, I couldn't interview with anybody else.
Oh, the exclusivity. Yeah. But that's because MD was probably paying you a salary.
Yeah. So I'm saying even when I was at Flex, I was too, but I'm saying back then it's not like that now because social media is so big.
Yeah.
You could be exclusive with one thing and go do a million other interviews.
No, but I'm not talking about exclusivity. I'm talking about the way you represent yourself now is different. Like back then you had to be much more, I don't know if I want to say secretive or like what the word would be, but you had to be more proper. They wanted bodybuilders to be like more respectful and stuff. And I think
now it's impossible.
Yeah. I think it's good though, because people didn't buy it anyway.
Yeah.
Like nobody fucking believed we're all natural. So it's like, I feel like it's better now because people are just like, look, yeah, we do some shit, blah, blah, blah. And
you get that big take in hostile subs?
Sorry?
You didn't get that big take in hostile subs?
No, but you know what's funny? I think Rich Piana was the first one who started it. I think that was the Rich Piana was, to me, probably one of the best things to happen to bodybuilding because the way he went about it. Because maybe he told too much, but at the same time, he would be like, he would be so honest. He had his own supplement company, but he would be like, look, eat real food. This is just extra. Like he never fucking lied about anything. And I think that was kind of the start of, unless you guys can remember somebody before Rich, but I think that was the start of like people being honest about what they were doing.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Guy, you never did any modeling photos or any stuff like that? Did you ever get barred from a company because of anything you said or?
No.
Nothing like that?
Which is amazing, actually.
But you're pretty clean cut.
Yeah, I did a photo shoot a while ago. This is going back. I'm talking in my fucking 20s. With a girl on a beach, but it was with a girl. So it was like, it was another girl there.
But that's normal. Back in the day, they used to always do that, remember?
Yeah.
They do the guy and the girl on the beach, and that was like they're trying to attract men to bodybuilding. Yeah. Meanwhile, everybody now knows like the girl on the beach wouldn't even date a bodybuilder if she...
And I think I was like, I think I just started to diet too. And I was like the weird, like amateur, like trying to gain weight, pudgy, fucking watery, like fat amateur bodybuilder on the beach. Like not even like fucking have abs.
Where are those photos? I want to
see. No, they're, I don't even know. They're probably fucking a lost file somewhere.
Okay. Let's get to the Olympia. Let's get to the fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to tattoo this. We're going to do a tattoo.
No.
Loser gets a tattoo.
Oh, wait, there's only three of us on here. This is slim pickings.
What do you mean?
There's only three of us here.
So what?
This is nervous.
Why?
Because this is two. There's got to be more than three for a bet.
No, there doesn't. What the fuck are you talking about? We can't have more than three. The whole fucking crew is in the Olympia.
That's right.
Think about it. Nick, Ian, Nathan, James are all in the fucking Olympia.
Loser has to get this tattoo.
Who's left? Not getting that tattoo your fucking face. I get the bro part. I gotta trim my mustache. It's like going on my nose.
Oh, is it tickling you up here?
Yeah, it's bothering the fuck out of me.
That's one reason why I shaved my beard.
You're trying to fucking cancel my beard date with my barber. You're crazy.
You're not going to get your beard. You have to stick around. We got another hour and a half to go.
You got an hour left.
Okay, wait. This is more important than Olympia. This is more important than Olympia. Okay. I gotta ask you guys this.
Okay.
Because Guy, you have a truck, so I can ask you that, and Roman, we'll see what you think. Okay. So this or I wanna get some opinions here.
We can't see the screen yet.
I know. I'm just because I don't want to you see my search.
This was Roman. You weren't on a year and a half ago when he first fucking fumbled and shared his screen.
What was on there when I it wasn't anything bad. I don't remember.
Something like, why do people hate me or something? No. Like,
it's not.
It's like, why does everyone leave me? Or so something.
No, because
like
we were looking up something.
It was like, why does everyone leave?
No, we were looking up. Let's see. What were we looking up? Let me see. No, we were looking up something, and it came up as one of the most popular. That is my search. Okay. I forget what we were searching when that came up, but it wasn't.
You're like, this is my search. That's everything you've searched since you've been on the podcast for 40 minutes. Like, it's a big deal.
Okay. I need some opinions. So I got a Ram 3500 dually. Okay. Let me pick. It probably looks closest to, it's got some like nice wheels on it.
Stupid right. Rims in the middle. That's stupid.
Those this one?
Rims. No, the, no, no. The, it, over. down, down. That's stupid.
Oh, that, yeah, that is
stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's too much. I don't like low. I like big wheels, but that's a little too much. So the one I'm looking at probably looks closest to this, but with no chrome on the front. So maybe closest, but it's got nicer wheel. I don't know. Anyway, it's something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So actually probably looks like, no, that's got a fake bumper on it. Let's just go with that one. No, that's jacked up. Okay, let's just go back to the beginning. So there's this one or this one. Probably the black one. So
okay.
This or this.
So well, that's a 350 and one that's other one.
No, this is a 3500 dually.
That's what I meant.
And this is
the other one's a TRX.
This is a TRX.
Get the TRX.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. That's where I'm leaning towards. I feel like if I don't get it, I'll regret it.
Let me ask you a question. Do you tow anything?
No, I just like big ass trucks.
A 3500's fucking like,
I know.
That's a rig, bro. Like if you're a car guy in general, or like a,
No, I always have truck. I've had a whole bunch of
But you're like a truck guy, like you like the TRX is like made for somebody who like is like a car and truck guy.
No, but like my last truck was an F-250 and I had it lifted with 38s on it. So I like big trucks.
Yeah.
I've never had a dually though. That's a little different. But
I don't know. I feel like the fucking TRX is just tits, bro.
I also
Seth Ferrosi has sold me on the TRX.
I know, right? He went off about it. I was looking at this. So I'm like, I'm thinking of class.
Like a camper.
Yeah. So I'm like, I kind of want to, no, not that one either. Let's see.
I wonder if they would give him something like a corporation with them. You know what I mean? Like a, cause he could sell a couple cars like that.
So I don't know where the fucking, like the trailers that you pull are. I don't know what they're called.
Campers.
Okay, so I was thinking about getting something like
this. You're so not even close to being a redneck.
So I'm like, so remember we talk about bucket list stuff?
Mm-hmm.
One of my bucket lists is to drive across the country.
And attach one of these?
I thought if I get this Ram 3500, I could attach one of these bitches and drive across the country. And I can just that way I don't miss any meals. I can train at a whole bunch of different gyms, make it like a whole adventure.
Or you could be fucking... We can know how good the podcast is really doing. You could buy one of the fucking big rig motherfucking trailers. Just ride that bitch.
Look how cool this looks. You wouldn't fucking tow that shit around?
No, I'd rather the ones that is actually like all in one.
Like attached.
Yeah.
So what did I type in before? Trailer class A? Yeah, you want one of these bitches.
Yeah, I want to be like, all aboard!
Look how badass this looks. That's
fucking tits, that thing.
I'd love to get this, but I don't fucking think I could drive it.
Why?
Look how big it like is.
This. Who had like this?
No, look, seriously, look how long that fucking shit is.
That's fucking awesome.
Dude, you're not going to do that.
No, I'm probably not. But that's why it's called bucket list, right? It's like one of those things that you want to do, but you probably might never get around to.
You're not going to do that.
Don't you guys have shit like that you want to do, but you just have never actually pulled the trigger?
Yeah.
I messaged a guy. I think I talked about this on a previous podcast, and the guy messaged me. He's like, you should do it. He's like, you're not going to regret it at all. And then he fucking sent me a whole bunch of photos of all the different places he's been in the U.S., like him and his fucking girl just travel around in their fucking trailer.
I'm going to sell my house and do that. I'm going to drive to you.
Shut up. Okay, back to the Olympia.
A friend of mine has done that. He flew over to the States and drove around in a camper like that for, I think, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
With his girlfriend. And they visited all the parks. And
yeah. All the historic shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I want to do. Yeah. I thought like I want to drive all the way across to California, but hit a couple things on the way, you know, like stop in Texas, stop in Vegas, stop in the Grand Canyon. I don't know.
That's exactly what he did. He was somewhere where in the deep snow one day, and then a week later he was in California and Grand Canyon and all that stuff.
Deep snow.
Doesn't that sound like fun to you guys? Or is it just me? I'm crazy.
It sounds like fun, but it also sounds like a lot of inconvenience.
I think what if you weren't bodybuilding though?
That's a different story.
Right? Because then if you weren't bodybuilding, you have nothing to fucking worry about. You just eat McDonald's.
I don't know. If you are bodybuilding and you have that big fucking camper, I mean, you can cook all your food. You can stop at grocery stores. You can go to any fucking gym you want and do cardio anywhere. So I don't really see the inconvenience.
No, the guy that messaged me actually said that. He's like, look, it hasn't affected my bodybuilding career at all. He's not a professional, but he still looks good. He's in shape and stuff. And I agree with you. If you buy one of those ones that has like a full fridge and shit, there's nothing stopping you really. Yeah. But it's definitely more of a pain in the ass if you're trying to, like, you know. 100%. Yeah. Okay. Dreams to do, you know, not to put a sour note on this, but like, I think in the last 2 years, I've lost two close friends. One at 30 years old and one at 49. And I think more about shit like this now.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you don't fucking know, man. You don't fucking know. And it's like,
everybody thinks they do. That's the sad part about the whole thing.
Think about at the Arnold Classic in 2017. And I think about all the people that have died since then. Matt Porter, somebody else I know, his name was Taylor Normando, Dallas, Luke, John,
Roman.
So
Sean Harris.
I have a photo. That was the last Arnold I did, right? 2017?
Yeah.
I have a photo backstage. We're all standing arm in arm. I'll post it if I can. I know I can find it. I can't find it right now, though. We're all standing arm in arm. And I think Dallas is to my right. And I think John or Luke is to my left. Anyway, in the photo is John, Dallas, Luke. And I'm like, fucking half this photo is gone, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's fucking crazy. You know, when I think about John, I'm like, he didn't know. Like, he didn't know. He just
went. I was with him 2 weeks prior and asked him flat out how he was feeling. He's like, I fucking feel great.
Yeah. We just spoken. And he went to sleep. You know, like my father passed away the same way. He just went to sleep and, you know, that was it. And
I pray to God that's how I go.
I guess that's the best way. But at the same time, guy, and like I said, I'm not trying to be a downer, so I apologize for anybody listening to the podcast. It's just stuff I think about and I want to get it out. Imagine like you say goodnight to your wife and then like that's it, right? Like that's fucking sad, man.
Better than getting in a fucking nasty car wreck and being in a coma or fucking, you know, having a seizure and being a vegetable or like there's a million different ways.
I'm not disagreeing. It's just a really scary thought. Guess the reason I brought it up is I've been thinking about it a lot more now.
I've been thinking about it a lot since 2017, since my burns, and then all the crazy shit happened to me. And then all in between all the crazy shit when my health happened to me in between that, my friends were passing away. So I would be like, when is it my fucking turn? Because like something's gonna catch up to me at some point.
Yeah.
That's almost what happened to me when I got the surgery last time.
That's right.
I said to my wife, I thought I would have had like an hour surgery. And I said, yeah, see you tonight.
That's right.
Then I got put under and I woke up 3 days later. And you know what? The scary thing, the doctor that stood over me when I woke up, he said to me, the first thing he said, kid, you're probably going to die still. And I was like, no, I don't want to die.
Can I ask you? Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. Finish your story. Go ahead.
Yeah. They woke me up.
Yeah.
A nurse and the doctor. And the first thing the doctor said was, listen, you were in a coma and it is Wednesday and then you had a complication and you are probably still going to die. And I was like, what?
Why did you wake me up?
That's what he said. He said, you're probably still going to die. And I looked at the nurse and I was like, well, I don't want to die. I'm not going to die, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you probably still are.
What the fuck? You fucking Germans have no heart, eh? It's like, can I ask you, what does it feel like when you wake up 3 days late? Like, what kind of like shock is it to your brain when you're like, you went to sleep and you realize 3 days have gone by? You wake up and you're like, hey, it's been 3 days. You've been out. Like, are you, is that really fucked up?
It takes a while to register it.
Yeah.
And then at that time I was so medicated. And then the fact that I was probably still going to die, that's what really messed me up. Because at that point, I thought, okay, because I've seen all the movies where people say, when they're about to die, like in a war movie or something, they said, don't fall asleep, stay with me. Fall asleep. So I figured, okay, I can't fall asleep. If I fall asleep, I'm gonna die.
Wow.
And that's the next, I looked at the clock, it was 4 a.m. when I woke up. And until the next 12 hours, I fought with myself not closing my eyes. And that was the worst 12 hours of my life, because I was scared of going to sleep.
Mm.
Like I was in a Freddy Krueger movie.
Yeah.
And then I caught myself falling asleep, and then I wake myself back up. And then
out of fear.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
Because I figured if I fall asleep, I'm going to die, because that's what the doctor said.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next 12 hours, I fucking fought with myself. And every person that came in, every nurse that came in, I was like, they're like, you can go to sleep. It's no problem. You just sleep and no, I can't sleep. I can't sleep because the doctor said I'm going to die. And I was fucking terrified.
What was it?
It was from his infection, from his surgery.
Was it like, did you get like
sepsis?
Sepsis. Yeah.
No, it's called malign hypothermia, and that's a reaction. You have to have the genetics for it. Yeah. Some people, they react to the, normally they give you like an IV drip to put you to sleep.
Yeah, anesthesia.
Yeah. Fentanyl or something. Yeah. And if the surgery takes too long, they can't give you extra fentanyl. They give you this gas to
keep you under.
Yeah, exactly. And some people react bad to this gas. And
so you got an adverse reaction to that?
How they react to it is all the muscles in the body cramp up and all at the same time, and your body heats up. And then it cooks itself. So you die from contraction.
What the fuck?
So is when that I woke up.
Is that what happened to you?
That's what happened to me. And I lost half my teeth.
From what? Punching so hard?
Grinding?
From grinding down. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
So I can literally feel the
nerve
the bottom row. The bottom row of my teeth is like ground into the top row of my teeth. It's like this.
No. Holy fuck, Roman, that's crazy.
And then when I also had rhabdomyolysis from that.
Yeah.
Because all the muscles contracted and it made so much damage.
Your body eats itself, right?
Yeah. No, the contraction, you know, when you train,
you damage
your muscle. And the contraction apparently was so hard that so much muscle was damaged. That's done rhabdomyolysis, and that actually so much protein got wasted, it made my kidneys fail.
Holy shit.
So they had to put me on dialysis while I was under.
Holy
shit,
bro. And I woke up, my whole body was black and blue. Like my whole body was, everything was blue from the contraction that when the muscles burst.
I feel like you didn't tear anything too. You could have tore muscles and shit.
Yeah, I tore a lot.
You tore your lat.
Yeah, a little bit off the top here.
Wow. Holy fuck, Roman. That's
think about a muscle cramp, bro. Like think about your whole body going into a muscle.
No,
cramp.
No, I know you're right. Yeah, I mean, I've heard people of tearing calves from that. Like in your calf cramps.
Yeah, my calves hurt the next 4 days.
Your whole body probably felt like you just posed on stage for fucking 10 hours.
Yeah. My whole, the thing is, when they say you don't train legs before a show because it holds water.
Yeah.
I had so much water under my skin the next 3 days in the hospital when I brushed my teeth, this skin here on my forearm would jiggle.
Wow, from all the water.
Yeah, I could grab the skin on my forearm like this, and then hold it.
So how long did it take for the bruising to go away? And your kidneys are probably functioning properly now, but it was probably just an acute attack.
Yeah.
So how long did it take for everything to kind of normalize?
It took a little over a week to look kind of normal. And then 2 weeks later, I was dry, let's say.
Wow, yeah. Man. Holy fuck, and woman.
This hand here,
yeah.
You know what? You always tease me with the hand that's swollen. This one doesn't look like it.
Yeah, holy that's right.
Shit, it doesn't.
Is that from that?
Yeah, they put an IV in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they had to be fast with that medication to stop the stop the cramping.
Yeah.
And the nurse that put it in apparently didn't hit the, or she hit the vein.
Yeah.
But then the vein burst, and the whole fucking liter of IV drip got into my hand. And apparently what the nurse said,
when I woke up, God, I don't want to listen to this anymore.
No, I want to hear more.
My hand was like this big when I woke up.
Like a,
you know, when you blow up a
water balloon. Yeah, glove. Yeah.
That's what my hand looked. And it was also dark blue.
Yeah, yeah.
And the nurse said, you're lucky that you didn't see how it looked before you woke up.
Oh my God.
And now I actually got an MRI here on my hand.
Yeah.
This complex of veins here doesn't, you know, shit doesn't flow properly. Mm. And I'm waiting for my body to build
new pathways or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't flow.
So, is your hand always going to look like a balloon, or is it going to go back to normal?
No, like this. Let me see.
It's just the one. It's just the one spot more than anything.
Yeah, it's, see, this is normal.
Yeah,
and then this is.
Yeah, it's like up. The bottom of it is most. Yeah. Wow, that's crazy, man.
Well, your hand was like a catcher's mitt.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they said it's gonna be. The body has to build collateral veins. Collateral. That's what they say. Yeah. And then it's going to be fine.
Roll with the finger with my. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're better, man. But yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, the reason I brought all this up is just, just to do shit. You know, I want to do shit before I can't do shit. So.
And you know what? Yeah. One lesson I've learned before I went to the hospital and all that, my biggest problem was, or the my biggest issue was, oh man, I'm always the smallest. I might be the most shredded guy on stage, but I'm always small and everyone's beating me and I only place top five or top four in shows. That was my main problem in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now after this, I don't give a shit.
So you're still, that's interesting though. So you're still like super focused on bodybuilding, but you're not like, it's not your entire life.
Yes. My happiness doesn't depend on me placing or being the smallest or biggest anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, at least something positive came from it.
Yes.
Crazy.
What are you going to do, guy, if I show up at the Olympia?
Stab you.
Let me see what are you playing with? No, seriously.
He at least has to take you out for dinner. Dinner.
Yeah.
I think you come?
Should. Yeah.
We'll do a podcast right from my hotel room.
I don't want to do a podcast. You should take me out to dinner.
Okay. After you get a tattoo on my face.
On my asshole.
Do I have to watch the tattoo artist?
No. Okay.
If you show up, I'll be blown away.
I wanted to show. I actually have a place to stay if I go.
You tell me it's now Tuesday. You still have not made that decision?
No.
So when are you going to?
Let's be honest. I'm probably not going to go.
Let's be honest. I already know you by now. You were supposed to show up to like five events since this podcast. You've been to zero.
I have trouble. I have trouble with things. I don't know.
Commitment?
Yeah. I have trouble flying. I don't know. I'm a fucking homebody, man.
You're lucky the podcast thing took off because you don't have to leave your house.
Right? No, I don't mind leaving the house. I'm not good at flying. To be honest, it's not my favorite
thing. I hate it.
Listen, one time
I had a flight so bad once, bro. I didn't want to fly home. I almost rented a car. That's how bad
it is. It's not that I'm scared of flying. I just don't like the whole process. Going to the fucking airport and fucking checking my bags. It's like there was a thing I had to do.
It looks like Roman's on a security camera about to ring his doorbell. Ding dong.
What are you doing? Are you cooking a meal?
No, I'm just it's already cooked. I'm putting it together.
So listen, so I had a thing I had to get to. And I actually took a helicopter across. It's real. I swear to God. Cause you can take them. No, it was cheaper than flying. So I took a helicopter from Windsor to Detroit cause I can't drive across the border right now cause of COVID. So that was amazing. I went there. I just parked my car. You go right to the fucking helicopter. You fly over. That's it. It's done. I do that shit all fucking day long. Going to the airport and fucking taking the 2 hours it takes and going through the airport. I just can't. I hate that shit.
You gotta get like the fucking, like the fast security shit, like TSA pre-check or like global entry.
I got to get rich so I can afford my own jet. That way I can go.
Like Aaron, you know?
Yeah.
Aaron
just
goes on a private jet, flies whatever he wants, wherever he wants.
Yeah. One day I want to be rich so I can just fly wherever I want. That way I don't have to wait. And I'll go everywhere, guy. I won't miss anything anymore. You don't mind what?
You're gonna park that heifer.
What heifer?
Yeah, guy, make sure all the cars are out of your driveway. Land in the
Okay. Olympia.
Yeah.
Homie, you eat healthy all the time.
Yes.
Roman's the craziest of crazy, man. It's like the other guys don't compare.
James definitely does.
No.
No?
I don't think so. Because I think James, if given the option, will have a cheat meal.
I'm talking about like off season, not like pre-contest.
Yeah, me too.
You see the same thing every day?
Yeah, I'm talking about off season also. James won't have a cheat meal pre-contest. I'm saying like in the offseason, he won't. But if Patrick says have a cheat meal, he enjoys like going to KFC. Roman's fucking crazy. Roman will just like, no, I don't want a cheat meal. I'll just eat more rice.
Right now, if Justin told me you just have McDonald's every day, I would fucking do it. Because so much. You know how much rice I'm eating? Just pure rice, dry. 1.4 kilograms.
Can I give you a tip?
Yes.
Eat sushi rice.
I'm doing jasmine.
No, do sushi rice. I'm telling you, it's so easy to eat.
Okay.
I promise. Just try it.
I will.
Because jasmine rice is like eating sand to me. Like I eat it and I'm like, this is shit. Like it just like. I'm telling you, sushi rice is so much fucking easier to eat. And especially
basmati is the worst.
Basmati's worse than jasmine, yeah. But even
basmati's too dry.
If you reheat sushi rice, it's still good. It's still better than fucking jasmine or basmati.
I heat my sushi rice or I heat my rice in a pan. I heat all my meals up in a pan, not microwave.
Well, my rice I cook every morning, so I don't have to reheat it. It just stays in my rice cooker.
Yeah, same here.
Like I throw my rice in the rice cooker and it just keeps it warm all day long.
I got my food that gets delivered, so my actually comes with rice too. So,
yeah, yeah. Okay, Roman, who's going to win the Olympia?
Rami, since he's with Chad, he's going to be there for a while.
You think so, eh?
Yeah.
Wasn't it you that said Chad forgot how to train people?
No.
Who was it that said that?
Not me.
I will say, I think Chad does his best work with bigger guys.
Yeah.
whenever he's training somebody with a lot of muscle, he does really well. He knows how to bring that physique down properly.
I think it's safe to say, I mean, are you going to have Rami winning Fouette or somebody else?
I'm going to assume Rami comes in the same shape he came in last year, and I think that's a win.
Yeah.
I think Rami will have a better back than last year, and I think he'll be the same condition. And I think that means he's going to – I don't think anybody can beat him if those two things happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Guy, Rami?
Yeah.
Okay. Guy says Rami.
I love to say Nick or somebody else, but this is about a tattoo.
Is that what we're betting for real?
No, I would like to not. I would not. I would like to not bet a tattoo.
I don't even. I don't have one tattoo.
It'd be hilarious if that was your first tattoo. You've been on the show. You've been on the show like four times.
Hey, how about this, Roman? You have to put. You have to get this tattooed, but you can only replace one of our faces with yours. Whose would it be?
Who's on there?
Who had me and Nick?
Me, Nick, and Guy.
Me, Nick, and Fouad.
Well,
I think I'm going to replace Ian.
No, there's no Ian on here.
What?
It's Nick. Oh, Nick, it's Nick, Fouad, Guy, and me.
And me.
Yeah.
Shit. So I'm going to replace Nick.
I knew he was going to say that because Nick's not here to defend himself. Yeah.
Safe bet, Roman.
Because then I'm going to still be the prettiest in the photo.
Well, well, no, actually, it makes sense because if Nick doesn't come back to the show, then he'll be like, yeah, I got a tattoo of my show because then Roman will be on. So it'll be like it's a proper fit.
Oh, true.
But if Nick does come back to the show, then he's got a tattoo of nothing.
Roman, I just want to give you Halloween candy and say have a nice day.
Okay, Roman. Second place.
Second place is fucking hard. I think let's go with Hardy.
Okay.
Wow.
Guy?
I'm picking all the Arabs. What's his name? Thompson. Lee Thompson wouldn't like that.
No, I can't say anything. Lee Thompson gave me my first win.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, he was head judge when I won Orlando.
Damn.
Yeah, it was before he left.
Him.
What?
I said, fuck.
Yeah, him. I know. I know that. I'm just saying. Yeah, anyway. Guy. Second. Come on, man. We're on a podcast here. We can't just sit here and...
I'm thinking it's between.
Okay, I'm gonna go Hardy then. I'll go just to save time. Yes. This is what I'll tell you why, and you know I'm sure Nick.
I want to say Hardy too.
I'm gonna explain why so people can not freak out or hopefully people don't get upset. But you know I can't help it anymore. People get upset. I think already people mad at me from previous shows. So anyways. I think Hardy because Hardy matches up with Nick the most in muscularity and structure, except for Hardy has a smaller waist, or at least he hides it better than Nick does. And I think that, you know, like when he pulls up for a front double, he can do a vacuum and things like that. I think that will play to his strength.
I'm going to go Bo Nackwood second.
Really? Holy shit. You're getting a fucking tattoo for sure.
We're not doing that.
I can't wait till you get your tattoo.
We're not getting a tattoo. We already agreed.
What the fuck? We're not getting a tattoo. No, we're getting tattoos.
No. We're not getting a tattoo. We all agreed to tattoo. That's why I want Bonac.
Okay. We're only on second place. We're going to stop right now and we're going to agree on getting a tattoo.
No. Then I'm going with Hottie for second.
A B and a C.
Now I'm going with Hottie for second.
Okay. Hottie. That's what I thought. Hottie. Now see when it means something.
Yes. That's what I said. I said it. We're betting. I'm changing my bet.
Okay. Well, we're betting. We're getting a BC tattoo.
No, but you just said before this. I wish I could rewind these fucking live. You just said, we're not really betting a tattoo, are you? As soon as fucking Bonac came in my mouth, you know, we're betting a tattoo, right? We're betting a tattoo, right?
It was a question. It wasn't a statement. Okay, so we're betting a tattoo.
And Roman said no.
We're betting a tattoo, a BC tattoo.
We can't do a tattoo, man. Tattoo is too much.
I'll do a BC tattoo if I can like get it on my ass.
Hey, what about an eyebrow piercing?
Eyebrow or nipple?
I want to see. I want to fucking see it.
All right, how about nose, eyebrow?
That's it.
Nose, eyebrow, lip.
A lip, okay. Lip is fine too.
Ear.
No, not ear. Ian's already got an earring. Is that a big nipple? Deal? No, not nipple. I want to see it. It's got to be eyebrow, nose, or lip. Or tattoo.
I can do the eyebrow thing, but the eyebrow is okay.
Okay.
Okay. Really, I got to choose between one of these? I'm fucking nervous. My hands are sweating.
Okay. Roman, who's third?
I'm going to go really, really... Oh, fuck, man.
Getting tougher now. It's going to get hard now.
James, please, plays third. I'm going with James.
I wonder if I have to keep my other picks because I already picked with Ben. So, okay.
Oh, Roman, see?
What?
You did?
What does that mean? That means I could lose twice.
You're going to win one bet.
No, I could lose, or I could lose both.
What are your picks with Ben? Read them out.
I'll tell you after we're done here.
No, because is the podcast live?
It doesn't matter. I'll tell you after we're done.
No, because I can pull up my phone right now and just find them.
No, I just go. Jesus yes, Christ. Yes,
that's the guy. That's the podcast with James on it.
Okay, guy, third place.
Man, James better be really good in really good shape.
This is Bonacker Brandon. Means go ahead, guy. Pick the wrong one is what means in Fuad language.
No, it means
in Abiad Lebanese means yeah. Pick the wrong one.
No, it means I agree with you. It's one or the other.
It's hard for me to put Brandon in fourth because he's a reigning Mr. Olympia.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're going to bump from second to fourth. And I think structurally he is bigger than Bonac. But he comes in fucking hard. And his legs are a little better than Brandon's. I'll go with Brandon.
Guys, says Brandon will be third.
What do you say, Fuad?
I'm going to say
now. I either stumped him because I picked his choice.
No.
And now he's going to pick Brandon so he doesn't get an eyebrow piercing, or he's going to pick Bonac because he doesn't want to have the same top three as me.
I just said Nick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Roman, you're up fourth.
We can always change these before we solidify them.
Fourth, Brandon.
Brandon. Guy, fourth.
Nick.
I'm going to say Brandon. Okay, Roman, fifth.
I don't like my pick now.
Let's go. Nick in fifth.
Nick in fifth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Guy, fifth.
Read mine again.
Rami, Hadi, Brandon, Nick. Look at the massive bowl of fucking rice Roman's eating.
That's insanity, bro. You look like a miserable fuck.
Yeah, he's like, fuck, I gotta eat this fucking rice.
You just take it, just mash it into like patties and just shove it in your mouth.
Guy, fifth.
I get...
It's tough.
Bonac.
I don't even like it. So I got Rami.
Brandon, I'm going to say Bonac. Six.
Bonac.
Guy, six.
Ian or James? I don't know.
Well, which one? Roman, can you mute your microphone while you slam? Okay.
How does it work?
It's in the bottom left corner, there's a little microphone button. Just click it. You're going to have to unmute it when you give me your next placing, though.
Wait, how many are we doing?
Just keep going, man. Six. Who's six?
Ian.
I'm going to go... Fuck. I'm going to go James.
I hate my life.
Roman?
All right. So, seventh? Are we going to seven?
Yeah, Rami, Hottie, James, Brandon, Nick, Bonac.
Ian.
James. I'm done answering these. I have anxiety now. Thanks.
This Rami, Hottie, Nick, Brandon, Bonac, James. Who are we forgetting? Justin Rodriguez, Regan, Andrea Presti. Who are we forgetting? We're always forgetting somebody.
Cole's not there.
Who do you guys got that I don't? Oh, I fucking... Okay, Ian. Ian's seven. All right. We're stopping at seven? I got a question. Man. Roman, where would you put Nathan if he can make it to the Olympia?
Ahead of...
I gotta take a piss.
Yeah. Maybe he would definitely beat Bonac, I think. I would put him... That's tough, man.
You know, does Nathan, because in your list you have Rami, Hottie, James, Brandon, Nick, Bonac, Ian. So does Nathan beat James, Brandon, or Nick?
You know, I have James in there because James. after seeing his video, the interview,
I know.
I think, man, it was so powerful, and I want it to happen. You know what I mean?
I know.
That's why normally I'd say he can't beat Nathan. But
now, because of his podcast interview, you feel differently.
I want it to happen. You know what I mean?
So does Nathan beat Brandon then?
Because of the legs, yeah.
Does he beat Nick?
Yeah.
So you would have Nathan in fourth if Nathan could do the Olympia.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially third ahead of James if James mm-hmm. hadn't talked such a good game.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see Nathan stand next to Nick.
James was so calm and so
I know. Like he just knew. Like he just knew kind of what was going to happen.
Like he had already been there. Exactly.
Yeah. I think I'd really like to see Nathan stand next to Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're very similar. Like they have, I know Nathan's got better legs, but they still have similar legs in that they both have really thick adductors.
Yeah.
They both have a small waist. They both have massive shoulders and thick chest. Their backs are, I think Brandon's back is better. But I think that's the best matchup is Brandon, mm-hmm. Brandon and Nathan.
Yeah.
I really like to see Nathan and Brandon, and I really like to see Hottie and Nick. And I really want to see James and Ian. Like those are probably the pairings I want to see the most. And then Hunter. Yeah. We forgot about Hunter.
I mean, Hunter is way better than me, obviously, but I think he's still lacking the density in the back.
But could that be a conditioning thing? Like, if he's in better shape, maybe his back will look better. Because he's never really, I haven't really seen him 100% shredded yet.
But he doesn't have those, when he hits the double bicep, you know how Ian and Nick, especially Nick, he has those real, those pillows under his armpits.
Nick does. I don't think Ian does for sure.
Yeah, especially Nick. He has those.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying like Hunter, Ian, and James would be a good call out.
Yes.
I'd like to see the three of them lined up.
Oh, by the way, the fan favorite call outs.
Yeah.
I was at the Proc Pro.
Yeah.
And they had three people from Czech Republic.
Yeah.
And they just, for the fans, called them out and compared those. And the fans went nuts, the Czech Republic fans. That was great.
Yeah.
I would like to see a couple call-offs like that.
It'd be awesome. Like, if the fans could vote to see.
Like part of this is going to be like, then I have another part that I think, like, Rami, Hottie, Nick, Hunter. Like, I have, like, there's, like, three different top call-outs I have in my head that I could, like, flip-flop.
I don't think Hunter can beat, and no offense to Hunter, Hunter's a great guy, but this is, like, none of this is about friendship. It's about being subjective. I don't think Hunter is at a place yet where he can beat Brandon or Bonac.
Yeah.
I don't think he's there. I think he will be there one day. I just don't know if he's there yet.
What?
What? I know. Just shoveling.
Like it looks like his plate was like the size of a pizza pan.
But it's cool. You know, people are watching the show. This is what you got to do. People, oh, he takes drugs. I'm like, yeah, he takes drugs. But he also eats 7,000 fucking calories a day.
Bro, you take drugs?
Yeah.
No, seriously, though, man. It's like, it's good for people to see that that's what you have to do. Okay. Let's do a few questions and then guys got to go. We'll go. We'll wrap up an early one today.
Don't put this on me, you fuck.
It's your fault. If we go early, it's because
you're saying I make this podcast what it is. Because
yes, you make us feel whole. Okay.
You're ready for the Olympia that you guys will not be attending.
I may be there. I may just show up and surprise everybody
in the camper and the jet you don't have.
I'm gonna find somebody with a jet. Be like, just take me, please.
You got to spare 2 hours.
Yeah. Okay. If you could go back in time and change anything historically, what would you do and why? If you could go back and change anything in history, Roman, what would it be? What are you thinking? Something serious or something not stupid? What are you doing, guy?
Something serious.
What's guy doing?
Playing my dog. Get out of here.
Well, okay.
They planned a bombing on Hitler, actually in the city where I live.
Yeah.
In the Hofbräuhaus. And they put the bomb on the table. And he fucking left like a minute too early. And then the bomb exploded when he wasn't there.
Okay.
I would make him
wait,
you know, give an encore on his speech.
Guy, anything historical you'd change?
And that would change actually a lot. That would change a lot. That would probably stop Pearl Harbor. That would stop D-Day invasion. That would stop Holocaust. That would stop all the shit that happened here.
Yeah.
And save a lot of lives. Just if he died in 1938.
Yours is way better than mine. I don't even want to say mine now. I was like, I would go back and win the Olympia.
I was going to say, if I could do something historically for when, like, at least I was around, something to prevent 9/11, whether it would have been, I don't know how to prevent something like that, whether it would have been Intel or would it have been on one of the planes to, I don't know. But as far as I was alive, that was one of the most tragic events that I've ever witnessed as far as historically. So if I could prevent something historically.
That would be dramatically, that would change things dramatically too, because if there's no 9/11, there's no war in Afghanistan, there's no war in Iraq.
Yep.
It's like something like 300,000 to 500,000 people died in Iraq, man. Like,
yeah, on top of the over 2,000 that died that day.
And on top of all the servicemen and women from the U.S. that died there. So,
Yeah,
that would be huge. I was going to go even more closely when I was joking around about the Olympia thing. I was going to go back to COVID and be like, I would stop whatever the fuck it was that started COVID. Because I know there's a bunch of different theories, so I don't want to say what it is. But that's what I would do, because life has sucked since then. Like, life has fucking changed dramatically for so
many people. When people start saying the way things used to be, or like the new world, you're like,
yeah,
what? Yeah. Like, what is this, fucking Walking Dead?
It's crazy though. It's like, think about how many things have changed that we've just gotten used to.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I have to wear a mask when I go to the grocery store. I don't even think about it now. I just put it on.
I know.
And I'm like, I'm walking around this fucking store in a fucking mask. And I'm like, and this isn't against them. I don't mind wearing a mask. I'm just saying it's weird how you get used to things.
Yep.
So yeah, that's probably, I would change that if I could. Is it true bodybuilders have bad gas?
People have bad gas who eat bad food.
Yeah, bodybuilders, if you're eating like pretty clean, you shouldn't have bad gas.
And if you're eating clean, you'll have gas, but it shouldn't smell like fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Unless you're eating like a lot of like fibrous greens, like broccoli and stuff, then your ass could stink.
I think that's like more like I think back in the day, guys taking weight gainers and shit like that, and like trying to bulk really hard with shitty food. It's probably worse.
Yeah, my ass right now, more like honestly, after the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I take a shit a lot. I pretty often, actually, at least like
I take a shit a lot.
Four times a day at least. But
you take four shits a day.
Oh, I take more than that. I'm like a dog. I shit every meal, 5 minutes after I eat.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I was shitting when I got up before, when I had the bathroom.
It's at least four times a day, sometimes five.
Are you fucking serious?
Easy. I easily go at minimum, I would say 5-6 times a day, sometimes 7-8 easy.
You shit 5 or 6 times a day?
Easy. I'll take a picture of
take a picture.
No, I'm going about me on the bowl like this.
No, don't do that. I think I shit twice. I shit twice.
I shit 3 times already. It's already fucking 1:30.
That's so fucking weird. Holy shit.
But what I was getting at is I'm not bloated. I'm not, you know, and it's because of the my food choices. Yeah. Like Guy said, if I ate oatmeal for 5 meals a day or any dairy. Do you guys know the soft cheese? It's called Quark in Germany.
I don't think
it has a lot of protein.
It's called cheese here.
No. It's like very dense yogurt.
Yeah.
It has no fat. It has
Is it like cottage cheese?
No. It has the
curds. Okay, so what's the point?
No. It's really picture yogurt that you can cut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that bad for you or good for you?
It is with very high in protein.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have a lot of lactose.
Yeah.
And it or carbs, and it doesn't have fat if you choose the lean version. But if you eat that 2-3 times a day, what I used to do, because it's cheap,
you shit your brains out.
You get gassy like hell. Okay. Especially when you mix it with your oats and, you know,
stuff. All right, like, so
if you fart around me, I'm going to go, is that curd cheese?
The gist of it
might be curd. It's called Quark.
So what we're trying to say is if you find foods that agree with your body, you shouldn't have bad gas. Okay.
Exactly.
We'll do... Guy, you got time for one or two more?
Yeah, you got 10 minutes. Oh, fuck. Hurry up. One more. I'm going to get yelled at.
Okay. Last one. I'm in school to become a sports psychologist. How valuable is it to have the correct mindset while preparing for a show? Do you think you always had this mindset, or is it a learned skill?
I think anything that I wanted to be successful in, I always had this mindset.
I don't think I've ever been positive about anything.
No, you're a miserable fuck.
No, that's not the way I meant it. I don't mean positive like I'm angry. I meant positive like I fucking doubt myself all the time whenever I do anything, but it makes me work harder.
Yes.
So I think there's two types of people, right? There's like people that are like...
Like I don't train like I'm in first place like some people do.
Yeah, I train like...
I don't.
Yeah, that's how I am too. Roman?
Whenever I was confident in myself and I... whenever I was like James, anything I did worked.
Yeah, I know what you mean about getting into your stride and like feeling good about what you're doing, but
like what I'm doing right now, what I'm doing right now is the best example.
Yeah.
Everyone is telling me, you got a fake hip, you got a replaced hip, you can't do, you can't squat, you can't deadlift, you can't hang it up, hang it up.
Yeah.
And I, from day one, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'm squatting 400. Deadlifting 400, gained 60 pounds. And I, because I just thought, I'm going to do it. I'm going to succeed. No problem.
Yeah.
Whenever I had that mindset, I was unstoppable.
Well, no, but I have that mindset too. Like, obviously, the whole, like, if somebody says I can't do it, I want to do it more.
Let me jump off. I love you guys.
Okay, go.
Yeah.
All right, love you.
Bye.
Bye.
No, I have that mindset more if someone says I can't do something. But what I'm saying is, like, I don't always have the like winning mindset. Sometimes I have a lot of self-doubt, but you can have self-doubt and still push yourself harder to work harder. Does that make sense or no?
Yes, totally. Because I have those two mindsets. Yeah. I have the self-doubt and work hard mindset.
Yeah.
But it never worked for me. And every time I had the, I'm going to succeed, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
And I'm going to work and I'm working hard. That's
but you can have both. No, can you have both at the same time?
I think you can't think of yourself as a winner and then doubt yourself at the same time.
Really?
I don't think so. You either think of yourself as unbeatable, or you think of yourself as, or you doubt yourself.
I don't know if that's true. But you can, wait a minute. Maybe let's rephrase that. You can doubt yourself and still win.
Yes.
Okay.
That's but you probably, can't think, but you can't think, think, you can't think of yourself as the sure winner and then
doubt yourself. I think you can though, because not everybody thinks the same thing every day. You ever done a show and like one day you pose and like you trained and you go pose and you're like, I'm going to fucking win the show for sure. I'm going to win the show. And the next day or 2 days later or something, maybe you're a little flatter. Maybe some, I don't know, maybe something happened. You don't look as good and you look and you're like, I don't know, man, I don't look as good as I thought I looked. So the two things can exist together, right? Like every day is not exactly the same.
Yes, but they don't exist at the same time.
That's true.
And
I'm talking about a prep as a whole. Like if you're talking about this goes for anything, like whether you're going to school to get a degree or you're trying to like start a business or whatever, but we're just using it in bodybuilding. If you're talking about bodybuilding, you start a prep in 12 weeks. In that 12 weeks, the fucking emotional roller coaster is like this. One day you're like, I'm going to fucking kill everybody. The next day you're like, oh, I suck. I'm going to be last. Like, not for everybody. Some people can like, you know, like Nick is like here and he's like there all the time. But, and I've had shows where I've been like up higher and stuff, but most of the time in my life, everything is like this. You have good days and bad days, right? So I don't know, like, are your preps one or the other?
I think, like you said, you always have good days and bad days, but if you have a, that's what I would say. If you have 80% of the good, and then on 20% of the days you doubt yourself, I still consider that a winning mindset.
Okay, I can see that.
And it gets worse.
The ratio changes. Yeah.
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 If you're 50-50, one day you're like that, one day you're like that, you're fucking up.
Yeah, I agree.
Because, yeah. But if you're 80% great and then 20% not so great or doubting yourself, you are still going to crush this.
Okay, so that's actually interesting for people to know. So you think that when people say, oh, it's a championship mindset or a winning mindset, that person's still not 100% fucking flying high every day.
Exactly.
You still think he has some days where he's like, ah, fuck. You know, I need to do better.
Yeah. Or you got to ask a friend. You got to ask a friend, hey, man,
yeah,
give me your opinion.
Yeah.
And then your buddy has to say, come on, keep it together.
Yeah. Do you think that's true? Or do you think there are people like when I did the podcast with Nick a few days before the Arnold, he said that he was starting to feel the pressure because he was by himself. And then he said his brother moved in with him for a little while. He said that alleviated the pressure. So I guess even Nick, who's got a really strong will to win, probably has some days where he's like feeling it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Cause probably when he said he's feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And like, I think of someone like Chris Bumstead, right? Like he always seems like he's so together.
Yeah.
But I wonder if like there are some days like out of a prep is say 12 weeks, right? I wonder if there's a couple days in that 12 weeks or a week out of those 12 weeks, if you combine all the days together, if there's like a full week where he's like, ah, fuck man, I got to train harder. Maybe this guy's going to beat me. Maybe that. So you think even if there is a week out of 12 where he's like, feels doubt, that's still considered a winning mindset to you?
Yeah. I mean, if 77 out of 84 days are great, then awesome.
Yeah. I agree with that. And you're right too, because I've had preps where I was 50-50 and I didn't look good on stage.
Yeah.
Like one day I was like, I'm great. The next day I was like, oh, I don't know. And like, that was my biggest downfall, was my mind would fuck with me. And the 50-50 preps were the ones where I didn't look as good as I wanted to on stage. It was usually like at the Arnold's, for example, because the pressure was so great, it would get to me.
Mm-hmm.
So my prep was always like up and down. One day I'd be like, oh, I'm going to win the Arnold's. The next day I'd be like, oh, I fucking suck. These guys are too good for me. So yeah, you're right.
That's exactly what happened to me after I turned pro. When I was an amateur, in my mind, there was no question I'm going to win.
Yeah.
And that's basically always what happened.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I turned pro, so the first pro show I did, I was like, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
So that kind of doesn't count, right?
Yeah. I feel the same way. Yeah.
But then all the other shows, I had that thing where I was like, oh, this time I'm going to be better. I'm going to place in the top five, top three, whatever. And then next day I was like, oh, fuck, these guys are all so much better than me. Yeah. And it was back and forth, like almost by the hour.
Yeah.
And that didn't work. Yeah.
It's true. I tell people it's a fucking mental roller coaster. And it's like, it's anything can trigger it when you're in a prep because you're so fragile. Like, I don't want to say fragile, might be the wrong word, but it's like you're so sensitive to different things that come up. So if you're having a really good day and someone posts their photo, you're like, I don't care. I fucking look better than that guy anyway. Yeah. Then, and if you're having a bad day and someone posts that photo, you're like, oh, fuck, man, that guy's going to kill me on stage. So it's like all these exterior things are flying at you and could totally fuck your prep up. Yeah.
Do you know when you look at your legs and you're like, oh, my legs are skinny.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of a sudden.
Yeah.
All of a sudden.
It happened to me yesterday. Yeah. It happened to me yesterday because I'm dieting. So I'm down to like 263. I think I've dropped like 10 or 12 pounds now. So yesterday I was doing some posing and we just finished training chest. So I took my shirt off and you know, your chest is pumped, your shoulders are pumped, everything looks good. So I'm like, oh fuck, I think I'm starting to look good again. But also when your chest is pumped, you're on really low calories, all the blood's in your upper body.
Mm-hmm.
So after I posed a little bit, I'm like, oh, see what my legs look like. I took my pants off. I'm like, oh my God, my legs look like shit. So then you're here and then you see your legs, you're like, you're fucking back down here. You're like, oh fuck. So
exactly.
Okay, Roman, we'll wrap it here. We'll get on like next week or something, talk about the O. You're going to get your, what are you going to get pierced? Your eyebrow, your nose, your lip?
You already think I'm losing?
Well, you have.
I have James in third. That's the only difference, really.
Yeah. No, I have Nick in third. I have James in. It's weird. This one I did with Ben. I have James in fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick and Bonac after him.
Who's third in your?
I have Rami, Curry, Hadi in the first one I did.
Oh, Curry second.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have, in the one I did today, I have Rami, Hadi, Nick. So I didn't even put Brandon in it. I just, it's hard, man, because you know what? I hear things. I hear this guy's doing this or this guy's doing that. This guy looks really good. You know, and then it starts to sway my opinion. So I don't know. Fuck, man. And then it also depends on who I'm talking to also.
Yeah.
It's like whoever else is on the show, like, starts to sway your opinion a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
when Guy talked about, I don't know, he was talking about Bonac or something like that. And I was like, oh man, maybe I should have put Bonac in third.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure if I'm going to do a live feed, but if I do a live feed, you want to jump on or what?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. I'll text you Friday. I'll let you know what's going on, okay?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, brother. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay, man, I'll talk to you. Bye. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe, share with your friends, and like the video. And if you get a chance, check out the description for all the different links to all the different places you can find Hostile and myself. And lastly, check out Hostile.com for our new line of supplements and all of our apparel and gear. Thanks again for watching.